Good morning. Welcome to The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. I'm going to venture off a little bit of a different direction today. There's been a song that's been hitting the country charts. In fact, it's rocketed up to number 2 right now. I look for it to hit number 1 easily. It's drawing a lot of controversy, unwarranted controversy in my opinion. But again, that's my opinion, which I'm entitled to have. It's Jason Aldean's new song. It's called Try That in a Small Town. Not sure most of you may have heard it already. This song has led the left in this country to criticize Aldean, calling him a racist, saying it's pro-lynching. If you watch the video, which is where they're focusing on a lot too, more so than on the song lyrics themselves, there is absolutely nothing in there that portrays a lynching, that portrays any kind of racism. Every clip that is in that video is actual news footage that has been shot, a lot of it, I imagine, probably in 2020 when all the riots were going on across the country. The riots that were precipitated by left-leaning liberals. So we're going to talk about that song today, and we'll take a listen to it here when we come back as well. So let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. Again, you're listening to The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Talking today about the number 2 song now on the country music charts by Jason Aldean called Try That in a Small Town. And like I said, this song's getting a lot of unwarranted criticism. Most of you, as I said, have probably heard it, but if you haven't, let's give a listen to it right now. We'll talk a little more when we come back. Jason Aldean, Try That in a Small Town.
Sucker punched somebody on the sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store, you think it's cool? Cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough? Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. My granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Town full of good old boys, raised up right. If you're looking for a fight, try that in a small town.
Farmers are dropping their own crops for the day. A friend is in need, and they've come to help.
It's what this community and a lot of our community stand for. Somebody needs some help, you'll get it.
Some powerful lyrics there by Aldean. Try that in a small town. And I mean powerful not in the aspect of bad, but good powerful. Aldean wrote that when you grow up in a small town, it's the unspoken rule of we all have each other's backs and we look out for each other. On social media, he said, it feels like somewhere along the way that sense of community and respect has gotten lost. And deep down, we're all ready to get back to that. Said he hopes his new music video will help everyone know that they're not alone in feeling that way. Apparently not everyone in this country feels the same way, though, as a lot of criticism, as I said, a lot of it, in fact, most of it, coming from the left. In fact, one of the biggest slaps is by the country music television, who has pulled the video from their rotation. You won't hear or see try that in a small town on CMT. Now go figure that. The bureaucracy involved with that just goes to show you where things have gone even in the music industry these days. They say the song was released in May, but according to Billboard, the video wasn't released until July 14th. According to CMT, the lyrics are evocative of vigilantism, racism, and sundown towns, a practice, a form of all-white segregation in which people of color and others who were considered outsiders knew they faced violence if they were not out of an area before the sun went down. I hear none of that in the song. I do not get where they're coming up with that. Someone, we won't even go there, but it's not in the song, folks. If you listen to it, it's not. There is not one mention of a lynching. There is not one video of a lynching. A Tennessee State Representative, Justin Jones, tweeted on Tuesday, said, as Tennessee lawmakers, we have an obligation to condemn Jason Aldean's heinous song calling for a racist violence. Jones went on to say, what a shameful vision of gun extremism and vigilantism. We will continue to call for common sense gun laws to protect all our children and communities. Where are these people getting this, that this song is promoting violence? This song is against violence. Rock music icon Ted Nugent applauded Aldean for not caving into this cancel culture crew who have accused the Grammy nominee of being pro-lynching and racist. Here's Nugent's comments on that.
The idiots hate this Jason Aldean song because they hate when we push back against violence. They always get it 180 degrees wrong. The song is against violence. The song is about self-defense. The song is about protecting your loved ones in your neighborhood. If you find fault with a song that celebrates protecting your loved ones in your neighborhood, you might be going down to Target to the Satan display and getting on your knees. These are just weird people. We dismiss them out of hand because they've got no soul. I laugh in their face.
Nugent made that comment on Fox News recently, but he's right. Ted Nugent, from growing up in the 70s and 80s, Ted Nugent can be a little extreme at times, but hey, he's got that right. There is absolutely nothing promoting violence. Like he says, it's promoting nonviolence. It's saying, here is what's happening. This has got to stop. And I agree. I remember in 2020, and I think even a little bit in 2021, watching the TV and all the riots going on and people throwing Molotov cocktails at police lines and storefronts being destroyed and looters walking away with nothing being done. That's a third world mentality among those people. We live in the United States. In this country, we're guaranteed the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We're guaranteed protection by the law. Too many people in government, in law, I think have lost the idea that people are innocent until proven guilty. I think now this cancel culture has come up with the idea that people are guilty until they can prove themselves innocent. And that is not the country that my ancestors and my relatives fought for and died for. That is not the country. That is not the ideals that thousands and thousands and thousands of young men and women through the years have fought and died for. That is not the idea of the founding fathers of the United States of America. That is what they fought against. course, musician Sheryl Crow had to respond to Aldean's song. And I'll admit, I like Sheryl Crow's music, but her ideals have swung to the left here, along with many, many others in the entertainment industry. Crow said, "There's nothing small town or American about promoting violence." Again, here we go, promoting violence. It does not do that. That is not the point of this video. She said, "You should know better than anyone else, having survived a mass shooting." Aldean was performing at the mass shooting that occurred several years ago. She said, "This is not American or small town like. It's just lame." That's what Sheryl Crow says. Well, sorry, Sheryl, I disagree with you. And I disagree with everyone who says that it's promoting violence. Where have we gotten to in this world? I mean, we're to the point now where you can't say crap without someone being offended by it. Let's go ahead and take another break. We'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. Got a little bit of time left here in the program today. Again, talking about Jason Aldean's new song. Actually, it came out in May, but the video was just released in July. Called "Try That in a Small Town," and all the controversy that's being brought against it. A lot of support out there, too, though, from people like country music legend Travis Tritt. Tritt weighed in on the controversy with a Twitter post here recently, encouraging Aldean to continue to say what he wants and be who he wants to be. Tritt said, "For the record, he loves the new Jason Aldean single, Try That in a Small Town." He wrote on Twitter, "The song isn't promoting violence, as some have suggested." He said, "It's simply expressing a point of view that many American people share, which is against the obvious violence that we've seen from the likes of so many activist groups in this country in recent years, and the belief shared by millions that this behavior would not be tolerated by many people in many places across this country." My question is, why is this song being singled out, and I say by the left, I'm sure there are some in the middle that are against it as well, but the majority are the far left-leaning liberals in this country who are against it, and are against anything that they don't agree with. But yet many of these decrying this video and single by Jason Aldean are the same ones that were rioting in the streets just a few years ago, at the height of the COVID pandemic. They were the ones throwing the bricks through the storefront windows, the ones spitting at the cops, throwing Maltese cocktails at them, the ones turning over cars. You remember all the news videos. But yet, in this video, with the Jason Aldean song, "Try That in a Small Town," as I mentioned, all these clips are actual news footage clips. This is not promoting violence, folks. And what about all these songs that have come out over the years against the police? One which, I won't give you the title, it's basically F the Police. It's a protest song written by the hip-hop group NWA. Came out in 1988 against the police, and it is just, I mean, it's hideous, the lyrics of this song. And this one does promote violence against police. And you've got names of these groups that do these songs like Bone Thugs and Harmony, Dope, Rage Against the Machine, The Cottonmouth Kings, Insane Clown Posse. Try That in a Small Town doesn't even come close to the violence portrayed by groups like these and songs that have come out from them throughout the years. But no outcries from others on that. But let something come out that these people don't like, and they're going to be all over it, like they are with Jason Aldean. I tell you, folks, things in this country are just getting out of hand. This is not the country I grew up in. It's the country, but it's not the ideals. And it's going against everything that I was raised to believe. I don't know where we turned the corner, but we're heading in the wrong direction right now. We'll close out today with another listen to Jason Aldean's new single, "Try That in a Small Town." Listen to it closely. Listen to what he's saying. He's not promoting violence. He's saying that in small towns, we take care of ourselves, and we don't want the violence. And we won't tolerate the violence.
Sucker punch somebody on the sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Scope on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't.
Farmers are dropping their own crops for the day. A friend is in need, and they've come to help.
It's what this community and a lot of farm communities stand for. Somebody needs some help, you'll get it.
Going to wrap things up here on The People Speak today. This has been Jeff. Hope you have a great day.